Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. So, starting with the High Street, we have a bit of a twist in the WH Smith story this morning.
Oh, really? I thought the sale to Mardella Capital was already sorted.
It was, but there's been a last-minute renegotiation. The sale price is now expected to be up to £40 million, down from £52 million.
Wow, that's quite a drop. So what's behind this chain?
Well, WH Smith says trading has been softer than expected. That's led to a more cautious outlook from stakeholders.
I see. And I guess Mardella Capital, the investment company behind Hobbycraft, is involved in this renegotiation.
Exactly. The two parties agreed to renegotiate because the original deal was no longer deliverable.
Right. So, what does this mean for WH Smith's future?
The company is now saying the cash returns from the sale will be lower than initially expected.
And does this reflect broader challenges for high street retailers?
That's a really good question. It does highlight the uncertainty in the sector, doesn't it?
Definitely. I mean, if a well-known brand like WH Smith is having to renegotiate a deal like this, it's a sign that the high street is still struggling.
Absolutely, and with the future of the high street business under new ownership, there's clearly a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how this will play out. What happens next?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but for now, this renegotiation shows just how delicate the situation is for high street retailers.
Agreed, and it's a reminder that even established brands aren't immune to the pressures on the high street.
Exactly. Thanks for joining me, Lewis. That's our look at the latest WH Smith development.